following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good morning, Refuge. Pastor Shadi here. I get to join you for another Refuge Devo. It is wonderful to be with you guys. I am going to get to share something that has been on my heart for like 48 hours. The Lord gave me this in my Devo time, and I just wanted to share it with you. I'm going to be in Joshua chapter 6. It shows us that there are two kinds of people in this world. There are those that build walls and hide behind it to keep the Lord out. And then there are other people that walk with the Lord and walls come crumbling down. So in Joshua chapter 6, we're going to look at Israel. And we're going to look at Israel as they get to Jericho. And Israel, first of all, had 40 years ago, they came out of Egypt with signs and wonders. They defeated the most powerful army in the world. God led them through the wilderness, and it was more victory after victory after victory. God was there. God was showing off. God was protecting, providing. God was doing everything for them. And the other nations, they knew, right? The reputation of the Lord and the people was going out all over, and the people were scared. So now they finally get to Jericho. And all of a sudden, the people in Jericho are terrified. The walls are up. People are inside. They're terrified to go out. And they're just basically looking out the windows like, oh my goodness, what is going to happen to us? So that's where we're going to start. Jericho, right? Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men." Now, just take a moment right there. The Lord had given Jericho to Joshua and to Israel. And the Lord is saying, "See," right? And I'm picturing, if I'm Joshua and I'm looking and I see this massive, massive wall, right? I'm not thinking, "Thanks, Lord. I see the victory." I'm thinking like, "Lord, what are you talking about? You haven't done it yet, right? I believe that you're going to do it, but you haven't done it yet." And sometimes we're faced in a situation in our lives where we come to a huge obstacle, right? An immovable mountain. And we're looking at this and we have the promises of the Lord, right? "I'll never leave you nor forsake you," right? "No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I know the plans that I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans that are good and to prosper you and bless you." Like we know these promises. But when we have these promises and we have this wall, right? What do we do? What do we do? And here Joshua was like, "Okay, you want me to see? I'll see," right? And the Lord's saying, "Just see," right? "Look at it spiritually. Look, trust me. Look what I'm going to do." And then the Lord says, okay, in verse 3, "Here's what I want you to do. March around the city once with all the armed men." I'm sorry? "March around the city. You want me to take a walk, Lord?" "Yeah, take a walk. Do this for 6 days. And then have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, I want you to march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpet." Right? Like, that's your plan? "There's a huge wall, and you want me to play the trumpet and march around it." Sometimes the best way to have walls come crumbling down is to take a little walk with the Lord and just praise Him, right? Play some music. Give a shout as we're going to see. And then the Lord says, "When you hear that sound, a long blast of the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout, and the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up." Everyone, straight in. Interesting, Lord. Interesting, Lord. But again, His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So what is impossible for us, that wall that's there, what's impossible for us is nothing for the Lord. If I was going to tell someone, "All right, well, here's how we're going to conquer the wall. We're going to need a wrecking ball, right? Or we're going to have to climb over it, or we're going to have to dig under it," right? The Lord's like, "Just take a walk," right? Just take a walk. It makes no sense. But that's what the Lord says. That's what we got to do. So we take a walk. And then what do we see happening? God says, I want you to have the ark as well, right? There's going to be people before, there's going to be people after, but the ark of the covenant is the core. It is the heart of the procession, of the walk that's going around. Now, the ark of the covenant was a gold box, right? A gold-plated wooden box, and it had three things inside, right? Number one, it had a jar of manna, right? When they were walking through the wilderness, right, that manna that rained down from heaven was a beautiful, beautiful picture of God's faithfulness, of God's provision, right? There was also the staff, Aaron's staff, that budded, right? And that spoke of the blessings of God for the people. And then finally, there was the law, right? The Ten Commandments and two tablets. So that's what they're carrying around. Of course, that represents the law. It represents God's spoken word. It represents, right, God's word with them. And they're carrying it around the entire ark. It represents God's presence. So as you're walking, I want you to carry me. I want to be with you. I'm going to be right there. I'm for you. Nothing's going to happen to you. And that's what they do. And you guys know the story. The walls come crumbling down. And I read a really cool, can't remember what it was. It was an article. And it was talking about how they, you know, archaeologists discovered, you know, ancient Jericho. And they were saying it's really cool because they found this city and it was elevated, right? So not only were there walls, but there was a pretty big step, 4 or 5 feet, that they had, you know, the army would have had to climb up there. But the way in their findings, the way the walls came down, they didn't fall in, they fell out. So as they fell out, what that did was it made a nice little ramp. Like, God is, he shows off people. Like, he's awesome. So anyways, you know what happened. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, this is such a perfect example of those that are walking with the Lord and those that are walking away from the Lord, right? Why didn't Jericho surrender, right? They heard about what the Lord did, right? They were all terrified. But their solution was to build a wall. We want that out. We don't want to let the Lord in. We don't want the Ark of the Covenant in. We don't want his presence in. We want him out. And there's many reasons why people would do that. Like for Jericho, they didn't want to be told what to do, right? They would have to go under submission to Israel and to the Lord. They didn't want that. They didn't want to lose their land. They didn't want to lose their house. They didn't want to lose their money. They didn't want to lose their way of life. So because of that, they built walls. You guys stay out. Only Rahab, the harlot, the prostitute, who is really cool. You could see her in the line of Christ. But only Rahab is the one that says, I surrender. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be for the Lord. And she becomes this adopted child, right? Her and her family, they get to go. And it's really cool. So so there's those people that build walls and keep God out. And then there's other people who walk with God, right? That's you. That's me. That's these are the wonderful saints, right? That walk and obey, and God does incredible, incredible things in their lives. And, you know, it reminds me of what Jesus said. Jesus says that those that want to save their lives will lose it. And yet those that lose their lives for his sake will gain it. And Christian, that's what we're living for, right? We're not living for this world, for this life, for these comforts, for this land and house and bank. This is not why we're here. Those are nice blessings, but that's not our purpose. We are here to hear God, to walk with him, and really pull out our popcorn and our courtside seat and just have fun, enjoy, see the wonderful things God does, see how God is going to tear down these walls that are around us and that seem impossible for us to get over. He'll do it. Amen? Amen. I love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.